Favorite episode of the year. It is 86 things to know about the 2024 NFL draft class, and it is exactly what it sounds like, folks. I have watched tape on 86 players. There's 86 full film evaluations in the rookie big board. So I'm going to go through each and every player and give you one stat, one note, one fact, one something important that will help you understand their value in the context of the 2024 NFL draft class. I'm going to go pretty quick, so if you listen at 1.5, I don't know, maybe you need to drop it down a notch for this episode. But before I do that, I'm just going to take about 30 seconds to do what I very rarely do right off the bat in an episode. I want to encourage you to head on over to patreon.com/rookiebigboard. This month, for just $5, you can get a full 100 plus page rookie draft guide, which will be updated the Sunday after the NFL draft with 2024 seasonal projections for every rookie, as well as actionable insight and advice. You'll have access to the full Rookie Big Board Discord, which includes the On the Clock channel, which is where you can put in your tough rookie decisions, and you will get feedback not only from myself, but probably from about 20 other patrons before I can even get to it, despite the fact that I'll probably get to every single one of these questions within 10 minutes, especially during that first week after the NFL draft. You get insight, or you get access to the Dynasty rankings, the Devy rankings, which are directly equivalent to the rookie rankings, so you can understand exactly what your rookie pick is worth in terms of dynasty players. Folks, for just $5 a month, there is not a better value out there. If you've been listening to this podcast all year and you're not supporting over there, now is the time. Give it 1 month. Try it for 1 month. I promise you it will pay off for you, getting ahead of your league mates in your rookie drafts. All right, let's go ahead, get into it here. We're going to move pretty quickly. 86 things to know about the 2024 NFL draft class, starting with Malik Washington, the wide receiver out of Virginia, 5'8", 191. Malik Washington, he separates well off the line of scrimmage. He gets to top speed quickly. When you put those two things together, that means he can shred the underneath of the field. He's a really good slot wide receiver target for an NFL team, and he's a really good third-round rookie target for your fantasy football teams. Jamari Thrash, one of my guys this whole draft process through, 5'11", 188, coming out of Louisville. But before he was at Louisville, he had 1,122 receiving yards, an average of 18.4 yards per reception in 2022 with Georgia State. Not Georgia Southern. I got roasted on a YouTube video because I said the wrong school. So it's Georgia State. He led Louisville in all passing categories in 2023 with 858 yards and 6 touchdowns. Why do I point out those two stats? He was the X guy at Georgia State. He transfers up to Louisville. He immediately is the X guy in this offense this next season. I love Jamari Thrash. I don't think he's going to be an X in the NFL, but I think he's going to be a really good flanker and a really nice target in the fourth round of your rookie drafts. Javon Baker, 6'1", 202 out of UCF. Not a lot of folks know that Javon Baker actually started off with Alabama. He was an Alabama recruit, transferred out of there. And you can see that athleticism show up in his vertical ability and his long frame. I think he's a really nice boundary threat. I understand why he's gaining a lot of momentum as a third, fourth round rookie draft target. Ricky Pearsall, 6'1", 189 out of Florida. He's got a really nice release. He holds onto the ball well under contact. It makes him a worthwhile Julian Edelman comp. We hear that comp every year. It usually sucks, but I think with Ricky Pearsall, we can make a little bit of an argument for it here. The fifth thing you need to know about the 2024 NFL draft class is about Roman Wilson, 5'10", 185 out of Michigan. Roman Wilson is an effective route runner at all three levels. I think he wins with sharp footwork. He wins with speed. He wins with a really nice release. Roman Wilson is really underrated. I think he could be a really nice complimentary wide receiver in an NFL offense. Malik Nabers, 6'0", 200 out of LSU. Listen, folks, there's not a whole lot that hasn't been said about Malik Nabers, but I don't think his comeback routes get enough credit. He's got really sharp footwork. He gains a lot of space on those comeback routes because defensive backs have to to give him that respect because of his speed and his ability to win over the top. So I think his comeback routes are going to be really helpful to his immediate NFL success. He projects right into a borderline wide receiver one, wide receiver two role for me. 7, J.J. McCarthy, 6'2", 219 out of Michigan. Best mechanics in the class. I don't care. In terms of mechanical foundations, he's got a very consistent throwing motion. He's got a smooth release. I like J.J. McCarthy's footwork best of anybody in this draft class. And what I particularly like is when J.J. McCarthy is throwing on the run, his mechanics hold up. He keeps that body closed. He plants those feet. The accuracy does not drop off, and he's not given enough credit for that. 8, Troy Franklin, 6'1", 176 out of Oregon. Now, folks know that I love Troy Franklin. I've loved him all the way through the process, identified him back in the summer scouting, and I haven't pivoted off of him all the way through the process. So I just want to make this point here with Troy Franklin. If you've been listening to the Rookie Big Board, you don't need to hear me just rant and rave about him, but I will make this point. I'm not worried about his hands. I understand that catch rate in 2023. Look back to 2022. That's not a sticky stat. I watched 3 more games of Troy Franklin. I looked for bad hands. I could not find bad hands. Braylon Allen, 6'1", 235. Folks, stop overthinking Braylon Allen. Stop it. Stop doing it. 1,268 yards as a 17-year-old true freshman in the Big Ten. He's powerful. He's got good lateral agility. He's got good vision. He will be 20 his entire rookie season. Ben Sinnoh, 6'3", 250 out of Kansas State. He's a high-motor player. He's physical. He seeks out contact on every play, and he finishes through his blocks. Sinnoh was a walk-on at Kansas State, earned that scholarship, and is probably going to earn day two draft capital. Number 11, Jermaine Burton, 6'0", 196 out of Alabama. If you take the top 5 plays for Jermaine Burton over the course of his career, all right, and just clip those up and then clip up the best 5 plays from every wide receiver in this draft class over their career, Jermaine Burton's probably going to be one of the 3 or 4 best wide receivers in the class. He is a deep field player, 20.5 yards per reception in 2023. I get it. I understand why folks are in on Jermaine Burton. I do think he gets day 3 draft capital, but in the right landing spot, he could be a sneaky impact player right off the bat in the NFL. Tyrone Tracy Jr., 5'11", 209, running back out of Purdue. I think he anticipates space very well. He hits cutback lanes hard. He can juke linebackers out of their shoes. And he's a really effective pass catcher. He actually started as a wide receiver at Iowa before transferring to Purdue and switching to the running back position. Really like Tyrone Tracy Jr. out of Purdue. Number 13, Sam Hartman, 6'1", 211 out of Notre Dame. He's comfortable navigating the pocket. He can step up and through it well. He protects the ball, doesn't put it in dangerous spots. Sam Hartman, I don't think will ever be a consistent starter in the NFL, but I think NFL coaches and front offices are going to like the idea of him holding a clipboard on the sideline for them. Tanner McLaughlin, 6'5", 244 out of Arizona. I think McLaughlin reacts well to off-target passes. He understands how to use that 6'5", 244 frame. He puts his body in the right spot. He uses his large frame in order to pull in off-target passes and keep defensive backs off of him. Blake Watson, 5'9", 189, running back out of Memphis. He's explosive. He hits gaps hard, and he is an effective pass catcher as well. Probably around 6, round 7 guy, but he's the type of running back that ends up, you know, being a nice value point here. Stash him on your taxi squad because there's definitely upside. Another guy here who's not getting a lot of credit, but I think there's some pretty nice upside potential for, is Ryan Flourney, 6'0", 202 out of Southeast Missouri, SEMO, FCS team. He snags off-target passes in stride. He releases well. He's got good acceleration. Folks, it's hard to quantify, but when I watch Ryan Flourney, I see a player who looks effortless navigating around the field. By the way, there's not a lot of FCS tape out there, but the games that I caught against SEMO included Kansas State. It included Iowa State. It's when he was playing up against Power 5 competition. So I think Flournoy's looking at, like, he's in a really good spot here. Jonathan Brooks, 6'0", 216 out of Texas. I am notably lower than consensus on Jonathan Brooks, but it's not because I don't like his tape. I think he's a decisive runner. I think he's got good vision. I think he works really well between the tackles. He's explosive in and through his cuts. He's got good lateral agility. Just the problem is, folks, that I love his explosiveness in and out of his cuts, and I like his lateral agility. Those are things I don't know that I'll love as much post-ACL injury, and I'm certainly not going to love them as much right away, so you just have to be willing to be patient with Jonathan Brooks. That's the only thing there. Theo Johnson, 6'6", 259 out of Penn State. The Nittany Lions, they lined him up around the field, man. In line, split in, split out as an H-back. He's a versatile athlete. I know he only had about 18 catches. Penn State doesn't know how to use any of their guys. They don't know how to use Drew Allar. They don't know how to use Nick Singleton. They have wasted a lot of talent on that team, and I think Theo Johnson, when we look back on it, is just going to be another example of that. The 19th thing you need to know about the 2024 NFL draft class has to do with Michael Pratt. 6'2", 217 out of Tulane. Tulane, the last two seasons with Pratt as their primary starter, 23-5. All right, that's after having just a horrific run, a horrific 4 or 5 seasons before that. In 2022, they beat USC in the Cotton Bowl. They're back-to-back AAC champions regular season. I mean, when you look at it here, Michael Pratt's a winner. He punches up. He's successful. I know folks don't love to hear it, but GMs love winners. Michael Pratt's a winner. I love his mechanics. I think he's got solid arm talent. I think he's got underrated mobility. I think he's got great progressions through his reads. He's decisive. I like his mechanics. I might have said that already, but here's the point here, folks. Michael Pratt, a really nice round 3, round 4 type target here in Superflex League. Xavier Leggett, 6'1", 221 out of South Carolina. He's the hardest player in the class. I've landed on it. This is the guy. I don't know. He's the hardest player in the class to understand how I feel about him. He's a boundary monster. His tape made me jump out of my seat. But the way he wins, man, when he came in at 6'1", 221, he's got to find another way to win in the NFL. It's not going to work the way it worked for him at USC. Spencer Rattler, 6'1", 211. Xavier Leggett's teammate at South Carolina. He's a sleeper first-round NFL draft pick. I've been saying it all the way through. I think if 5 quarterbacks go in the first round, it'll be Spencer Rattler. It's not a popular take. It's probably a bad take, but it is my take. I think Rattler has underrated mechanics, really smooth throwing motion, great footwork with Spencer Rattler, and his decision-making improved dramatically in 2023, which is super impressive if you understand the USC offense there, South Carolina. That offensive line was horrible. Rattler was consistently under pressure, but he displayed great decision-making. All right, here's maybe the best one. I'm going to be honest. Number 22. The 22nd thing you need to know about the 2024 NFL draft might be the best one I've got for you. Bucky Irving, 5'9", 192. All right, he finished his career at Oregon, but he started his career playing for Minnesota. And I believe this is truth. I believe this is truth. But if you remember, right, if you've been playing Devy for a while here, you know that Bucky Irving went by Marquise when he played for Minnesota. And I believe this is fact. All right. It's because the Minnesota coaching staff did not want to call him Bucky, because Bucky is the name of the Wisconsin mascot, and that's one of Minnesota's rivals. So that's all I've got for you on Bucky Irving. He can catch the ball too. Dylan Lauby, 5'9", 206 out of FCS New Hampshire. He finished 12th in receptions in the entire FBS. The entire FBS, right? So that's first of all running backs in 12th of any, you know, just 11 wide receivers ahead of him. He had 68. The next highest running back had 53. Jordan Whittington. Remember Jordan Whittington? No? No? Yeah, you probably shouldn't. 6'0", 205 out of Texas. He's got 5 touchdowns in 5 collegiate seasons. Ooh, solid hands, quick feet, but, you know, other than that, the athleticism's limited, the upside's limited. I don't know. I could probably have an 8-round rookie draft. I don't think I'd even be starting to consider Jordan Whittington. But George Ohlone, 5'10", 208, Boise State. Call this take lock, but man, he's been my Devy sleeper for years. I've been stashing him on C2C leagues. I've been stashing him on those deep Devy rosters. Listen, do I think he's going to get drafted before round 6? Absolutely not. But do I think he's a tenacious runner with good contact balance and play strength? Absolutely yes. I think he's a shifty runner. I think he's decisive, and I think he moves well laterally. I got to tell you, I went into watching George Ohlone tape with low expectations, and I actually came away better than I thought I would. Jaden Sheridan, 5'8", 187 out of Monmouth. All right, Monmouth is in New Jersey. For those not on the East Coast, and it is an FCS school. He was second in rushing yards in the FCS in 2023 with 1,478, but that 1,478 yards paled in comparison to his 2022 total of 1,722 yards and 13 rushing touchdowns that season. He's a shifty and decisive runner, and he's got home run explosive upside. The 27th thing you need to know about the 2024 NFL draft class has to do with Keon Coleman, 6'3", 213 out of Florida State. Excellent vertical athleticism, excellent ball tracking ability, and you You see that and you understand why he was playing basketball for Tom Izzo and Michigan State as well. Here's the thing, folks. There is no guarantee with Keon Coleman. The floor is low, but man, the ceiling's high. And if you're going to hit, you may as well hit big. It looks like his ADP is going to be late second round. I'm not going to be able to resist if that's the case. 6'1", 203, Jalen Polk out of Washington. He's sure-handed. He's quick. He's a fluid athlete. He builds speed well moving downfield. I think he's going to be a very solid flanker option who will fit into most NFL offenses. His teammate, Dylan Johnson, 5'11", 217 out of Washington. The power running back, Dylan Johnson, has the most career receptions of any running back in this class with 173. He had 65 in 2021. He had 48 in 2022, playing in Mike Leach's air raid offense at Mississippi State before he transferred to Washington. He was a huge piece of that passing game. He displayed really good hands and the ability to gain yards after the catch. He had 24 in 2023. Understandably so, he wasn't catching the ball as much as the other Washington pass catchers, but that's a really nice combination with the power back that he is. Eric All, 6'4", 251, tight end out of Iowa. He has an impressive release for a tight end. I think he turns upfield well after the catch. He's an aggressive and technically sound blocker. Here's all you need to know about Eric All's blocking ability. He played for Michigan for 4 years and then played for Iowa. All right, those are the two best blocking, you know, tight end places. And so if you can combine that with athleticism, that's going to be a really nice, fantasy football little nugget to hold on to. 31, Kendall Millen, 6'1", 225 out of Georgia. One of these guys we've just been waiting to click in the Devy community for years and never really has, but he's a strong runner. He's got good contact balance. He's effective between the tackles and at the goal line. I just don't know that he'll ever be a three-down back at the next level. Xavier Weaver, 6'0", 169 out of Colorado. Played for USF before that. He's comfortable along the boundary. I think he works well over the middle of the field also. Good ball tracking, and he maintains good body positioning against DBs. Early on, I really liked Weaver. I think other guys have just jumped him in the process. I wouldn't doubt if he's a preferred UDFA even, but, you know, somebody to just kind of keep an eye on. Just keep a little eye on him. Taj Washington, 5'9", 174, very out of USC, very traditional slot wide receiver for me. He's quick, he's fluid, he moves well laterally. You know, he's got good mental concentration working in traffic underneath, but he is physically overwhelmed if you put him anywhere else on the field. 34, Jordan Travis, 6'1", 200 out of Florida State. Folks, I was always skeptical of Jordan Travis even before the injury. He's got really wonky mechanics, inconsistent platform, hop step as part of his release oftentimes. He's got a hitch in his release. He's got choppy footwork. So, you know, if you love the story of Jordan Travis, I completely understand that. I want him to have that comeback story playing the NFL. I just don't think it's going to be worth even entertaining in deep, deep rookie drafts. 35, Devin Leary, 6'1", 211 out of Kentucky. He is what I would consider the finest of all the quarterbacks in this class. Like, he's fine. He's fine. He's got a tight spiral through the midfield. I think he's got a quick throwing motion, quick release, comfortable in the pocket, limited arm talent, limited athleticism. He's fine. 36, Jaquan Jackson, 5'9", 188 out of Tulane, wide receiver. He gets the top speed quickly, and I think he's got some good field vision with the ball in his hands after the catch. Here's the thing, Jaquan Jackson will be drafted into a special teams role. He's a really good punt returner. He's a really good kick returner. That's what got him the invite to Mobile, and that's what's going to get him to hang around a 53-man roster in the NFL. 37, Will Shipley, 5'11", 206 out of Clemson. He's a scrappy one-cut runner. He's got some shake to his game, and you'll remember that the Clemson offense ran through Will Shipley, especially in 2022, but even to a decent degree in 2023. Part of that is because he's a good extension of the passing game. Number 38, will stick with the color orange, but move to a much more aesthetically pleasing shade down there at Rocky Top with Jalen Wright, 5'10", 210 out of Tennessee. He thrived off of the wide open gaps in Josh Heupel's Tennessee offense. He's a shifty runner with quick feet, but man, he frustrates me with how often he tries to bounce to the outside. I've watched a lot of Tennessee folks every single game that Jalen Wright has played, and I have not found myself higher on Jalen Wright than pretty much any other analyst out there. So it'll be really interesting to see where he lands and if I can pivot him up the rookie big board at all with landing spot and projection. 39th thing you need to know about the 2024 NFL draft class has to do with Jacob Cowing, 5'8", 160 at Arizona. Sleeper alert. He's speedy. He's sure-handed. He is very much a slot wide receiver. He's quick off the line of scrimmage. He navigates around the field with ease. He has consistent reliable hands. 40, Drake May, 6'4", 223 out of North Carolina. Listen, there's a lot that has been said and can be said about Drake May, and I've said this before about Drake May, but I'm gonna just reiterate it. I saw dramatically improved mechanics from 2022 to 2023, despite the fact he was learning a new offense, despite the fact that he had an OC change. To me, that shows coachability, that shows improvement, and most importantly, it shows he's going to head into the NFL with pretty decent mechanics. I'm not as sold in this idea that he needs a redshirt year as a lot of the narrative out there is suggesting. Donnie Mitchell, 6'2", 205 out of Texas. Sneaky athleticism for his size, light on his feet, can shake a defensive back, does not care about the play if he's not the primary read. Donnie Mitchell, he is the ultimate boomer bust. Here's the bottom line. If you want Donnie Mitchell, go up and draft him. It's not going to be me, and I'm okay with that. Ray Davis, 5'8", 211 out of Kentucky. Here's a fun one here. Ray Davis has rushed for 900 yards for three different teams. He had 936 yards for Temple in 2019. He had 1,042 yards for Vandy in 2022. And he had 1,129 for Kentucky in 2023. He smashes between the tackles, good vision, decent pop, good strength. I like Ray Davis. Joe Milton, 6'5", 235 out of Tennessee. Listen, folks, Jim Harbaugh couldn't make him work at Michigan when he was named the starter there. He originally played for the Wolverines, transferred to Tennessee, was named the starter for Tennessee twice, and Josh Heupel couldn't make it work either time. So if these two really great coaches couldn't make Joe Milton work, you're not going to make Joe Milton work. Don't do it. Just don't even entertain it. 44, Marcus Roseme, Jack Saint, potentially the most letters in one name in the NFL draft. I wish it was a baseball jersey. We can get a nice little curve on that thing. He's going to win the award for the most mid Senior Bowl selection. He's got solid hands. He extends well for off-target passes, but otherwise, why was he there? He really lacks game-changing skills. I think he's maybe a round 7 selection. Johnny Wilson, talk about lacking skills. 6'6", 231 out of Florida State. Zero interest, folks. Not interested. Rounded footwork. Horrible hands. Let's DBs hang over all over him. Nope, not doing it. Frank Gore Jr., 5'7", 201 out of Southern Mississippi. Inconsistent vision. Physically overwhelmed. Slow feet. Don't draft him for the novelty. It's not going to happen. I wanted it to happen. I wanted to like the tape. Did not like the tape. Couldn't pretend like I liked the tape. Anthony Gould, 5'8", 174 out of Oregon State. The Beavers, athletic and sure-handed wideout. He's got quick footwork. He's got sharp footwork. And it helps him really break DBs through his routes. You can really see him shaking, dudes. He's a fun wide receiver. Jawar Jordan, 5'9", 193 out of Louisville. He was the best running back at Louisville. My guy alert here. He shoots off the line of scrimmage. He was slippery through tight gaps. He had impressive contact balance and strength for his size. He was the goal line runner that was the most successful for the Cards. Aldrick Estime, 5'11", 221, a powerful runner who wins between the tackles and at the goal line. 18 rushing touchdowns in 2023. Listen, he's got enough lateral agility. He can make defenders miss enough in tight space. It's there. There's enough there with Aldrick Estime. The 50th thing you need to know about the 2024 NFL draft class has to do with Marvin Harrison Jr., 6'3", 209 out of Ohio State. Marvin Harrison Jr. is the highest graded wide receiver prospect on the rookie big board since Ja'Marr Chase. He's got the same grade as Ja'Marr Chase did when he was coming out as a rookie, which is the highest ever grade that I've given to a wide receiver, and then only lower than Trevor Lawrence, which of course in a super flex, you know, a weighting or scoring system there, that's pretty good here. Marvin Harrison Jr. projects as an immediate wide receiver one for me in terms of seasonal and dynasty projection here. 51, Xavier Worthy, 5'11", 165 out of Texas, the fastest 40 time ever, which most folks know a 4.21. He's got sharp footwork off his release, and he's fearless working over the middle of the field. He holds on very well through contact. He's a really effective punt returner as well. Cade Stover, 6'3", 247 out of the Ohio State. Four games with at least 70 receptions in 2023. Seven games with at least four receptions in 2023. He's got good hands. He's got a good extension for the ball. He shows good contact balance and some burst after the catch. When Ohio State did not have Marvin Harrison Jr. Playing for him because of injury, I think Cade Stover was actually the top target for Kyle McCord. Michael Penix Jr., 6'2", 216 out of Washington. The thing you need to make sure you know about Michael Penix Jr. is he is not as accurate as you think he is. He throws behind targets often. He underthrows players on deep balls. Yes, when he puts together a really nice deep ball, it's a really nice deep ball, but it is an inconsistent deep ball. And we don't talk enough about how elongated his release is. He's not going to have time, folks. He's not going to have the same time in the pocket that he did at Washington. If you've been listening to me all the way through, you already know I'm off on Michael Penix Jr. I will have zero exposure. Malachi Corley, 5'10", 215 out of Western Kentucky. I need you to listen to me. Listen to me closely when I say this, and I need you to really take this to heart. Malachi Corley is much closer to Rondale Moore than he is Deebo Samuel. He's not Deebo Samuel. There's one Deebo Samuel, all right? And Malachi Corley is not that person. High manufactured target. You're relying on yak upside. Maybe he hits, folks, but it is not the path, the most rational, most logical path to fantasy success. Michael Wiley, 5'10", 210 out of Arizona. Pass catching specialist from the running back position. He's got reliable hands in the flat, in the short, in the midfield. They line him up as a wide receiver. And when they do, he's got a really nice, successful release. He holds on well through contact. And I think he runs pretty well on the ground also. Jaheim Bell, 6'2", 241. He's a versatile weapon. But Jaheim Bell may be the definition of jack of all trades, master of none. I think he's got good hands. I think he closes space quickly. I think he's got good contact balance. But I have just no idea how an NFL team is going to use him, which means I can't project him with confidence, which means I'm not going to be drafting him. Luke McCaffrey, 57, 6'1", 198. McCaffrey was originally recruited to Nebraska, where he played quarterback before he transferred to Rice and switched to the wide receiver position. I think it helps justify some of his rawness and maybe get you a little bit more excited for his athletic upside. Rasheen Ali, 5'11", 206 out of Marshall. He's a shifty runner who displays great breakaway speed, and he can drag a pile of MAC defenders forward. He got positive reviews at the Senior Bowl on that first day before injuring his knee, and he has subsequently missed the rest of the pre-draft process. So it'll be interesting to see if he showed enough to NFL teams to get drafted. 59, I should say, Jace McClellan, 5'10", 221 out of Alabama. I just never came together for Jace McClellan. We've been waiting for years on the Devy side of things for it to come together here with Jace McClellan. He's a downhill runner with some burst. He's a physical runner, but he's not physically dominant. He's light on his feet, but he can't shake defenders. So it just doesn't. It doesn't add up with McClellan, unfortunately. Imani Bailey, 5'7", 202 out of TCU. The best running back to come out of TCU over the last couple seasons? I'm joking. Maybe. He can turn upfield. He can shoot through that second level of the field. He seeks contact, and he can finish forward through the end of runs. Dewan Edwards, 5'9", 207 out of Georgia. I think he's explosive working through his cuts. A nice sidestep. He's got some lateral agility. Defenders do struggle to take him down on that first tackle, so probably a rotational running back in the NFL, but I do think a guy that can hang around the 53-man roster. Jalen Coker, 6'1", 208 out of the Holy Cross, wide receiver, FCS prospect. Good body positioning, nice catch radius when he plays along the sidelines. He's got physical hands, but he does struggle to separate, and there's more drops than I'm willing to excuse from an FCS prospect. 63, Jared Wiley, 6'6", 249 out of TCU. I see a lot of upside with Wiley. I see a fluid mover with reliable hands. I see somebody who's got good ball tracking. I see someone who's comfortable working in traffic and he holds on through contact. They line him up around the field, and he's got some yak upside as well. Nice tight end prospect to keep your eye on there. Speaking of nice tight end prospects, hey, how about number 64 here, Brock Bauer, 6'3", 243, the best tight end ever graded in the rookie big board rating system. He's got an 8.2. That is 0.5 higher than Pitts. If you're not familiar with the rookie big board, that's about a tier, you know, between a half and a full tier difference here between how I rate Brock Bowers and how I rated Kyle Pitts pre-draft. It currently puts him as the dynasty tight end 2, which I feel confident doing, even though it sounds absolutely ludicrous. The 65th thing you need to know about the 2024 NFL draft class has to do with Roma Dunze, 6'2", 212 out of Washington. So I went back this past weekend here, and I did a third watch through of Roma Dunze. I did a third watch through of Troy Franklin, and I did a third watch through of Brian Thomas Jr., and I did it back to back to back because these are the three guys that have been bunched up really tight together in wide receiver 3 through 5 range for me. And after watching it, I decided that Adunze had enough twitchy athleticism, and he had enough ball tracking ability, and he had enough yak ability to outweigh the fact that I am concerned, and I am still concerned about the fact that he does get jammed into his routes. He doesn't separate enough for somebody playing against Pac-12 defensive backs. But the more I watch Michael Penix Jr., the more I'm willing to excuse Rome Odunze for those issues. So because of that, he did get bumped up to just slightly ahead of Troy Franklin for my wide receiver three spot. He is still a tier down from Marvin Harrison Jr. and Neighbors, but I contest the same thing I've said about Rome Odunze the entire time through. Although I'm below consensus on him, I've always been projecting him as a wide receiver too. I just also really like Troy Franklin, who I talked about earlier, and I still like Brian Thomas Jr., who I will talk about here in a moment a good bit. The 66th thing you need to know about the 2024 NFL draft class has to do with Marshawn Lloyd, 5'8", 220 out of USC. Now, Marshawn Lloyd, he transferred from the real USC in the University of Southern Carolina to the University of Southern California. He's a twitchy runner. He's explosive every time he touches the ball. He's got controlled feet that help him be elusive, and he is strong enough to bounce off Pac-12 defenders. Lots of upside here. Day two draft capital. It's wheels up for my exposure on Marshawn Lloyd. Cody Schrader, 5'8", 202 out of Mizzou. This is a my guy. He's explosive. He's powerful. He's got a good burst off the line of scrimmage. Shoots to that second level of the field. Slippery runner who fits through tight gaps. He has no business. Pops out on the other side. He finds cutback lanes consistently. He accelerates well. He's a physical runner whose strength holds up well against SEC defenders despite being just 202. And Cody Schrader is a legitimate downfield pass-catching threat here. Schrader started off in D2, transferred up, won the starting job at Mizzou after a month, never looked back, led the SEC in rushing in 2023. Nobody cares. I care. And if you're listening to this episode, you should care. My guy times two. Isaiah Davis, 6'0", 218 out of South Dakota State, led the FCS in rushing in 2023 with 1,578 rushing yards, physically dominant. All right, he is not stronger than the defenses he played. He physically dominates them. He's got good vision. He sees the field well. He's got lateral quickness. He's got good burst. He's got good hands. He's an effective in pass blocking. Isaiah Davis does it all. I'm all in. I've seen the FCS tape, and it's against the top FCS competition here. I'm convinced. 69, Isaac Garendo, 6'0", 221 out of Louisville. I'm not convinced. He's super fast in a straight line. We know that. But there's a reason that we didn't know that ahead of time. It's because he struggles whenever he has to move laterally. He's not fast laterally. And for a guy who's 6'0", 221, he's not physically dominated. I said it earlier, but Jawar Jordan is a much better goal line running back for the Cardinals than Isaac Garendo was. So I'm not about it. 70, Devontez Walker, 6'1", 193 out of UNC. Also not about it. And it's tough for me because I don't want to not like Devontez Walker, but I just can't like him. He needed another year in college. He's raw. He does have reliable hands, and he does have smooth speed, but he really struggles to separate on his routes, and it's a limited tree. It's not a well-built-out tree. Hey, but let's move back to the positives here. 71st thing you need to know about the 2024 NFL draft class has to do with Bub Means. All right, Bub. 6'1", 212 out of Pitt. Deep field specialist. He uses that speed to win downfield with smooth acceleration. He's got consistent, reliable hands. He adjusts well to underthrown passes, and he can snag the ball with defensive backs hanging around him. I'm gonna have a little bit of exposure to Bub Means. I definitely am. 72, Keaton Slovis, 6'2", 223 out of BYU. I've always believed Keaton, all the way back to USC, all the way back to those Devy shares that I definitely held on to and I definitely didn't move away from. All right, I kind of always believed with Keaton Slovis, but I have to tell you, real low expectations coming into watching his tape, but I liked what I saw. I saw some clean footwork, I saw a quick release, I saw a smooth throwing motion, I saw somebody who's comfortable working in the pocket and doesn't panic under pressure. He's light on his feet, it helps him be elusive in the pocket, and he can fire a rope through the midfield. So I want to just emphasize here, I think he's probably a round six, round seven guy, but for a quarterback drafted round six, round seven, you know, could he be the Brock Purdy? Is there a Brock? There's not a Brock Purdy in this class, but if there was, it might be Keaton Slovis. 73, Brendan Rice, 6'2", 208 out of USC. He's got a large frame, and he knows how to use it to win contested catch situations, but Brendan Rice really likes to win contested catch situations. He never separates. There's always a defensive back hanging over him, and he makes some really nice plays, but I almost think he's just baiting guys. I think he just likes to have fun, go up and win contested balls. You know, when I watch Brendan Rice's tape, it reminds me of the kid on your little league team that used to jog to the lazy fly balls just so he could dive for it and get all the parents to clap for him. I'm not about it. When you can't struggle, I'm not interested with Brendan Rice. Joshua Cephas, 6'2", 193 out of UTSA. I'm glad I watched Joshua Cephas. So on this episode, I could say meep meep. Otherwise, I'm not glad I watched Joshua Cephas. Rigid athlete. He lacks fluidity. He's a slow mover. He gets jammed into his routes. 75, Blake Corum, 5'7", 205 out of Michigan. He has the single season rushing touchdown record with 27. 27! That's ridiculous. He combines burst with patience. He sees the field well and finds appropriate cutback lanes. He's a reliable check down option. He picks up on blitzing assignments well. I think Blake Corum could have a really long, successful career in the NFL as a low-end running back to high-end running back three for fantasy football purposes. Jalen McMillan, 6'1", 197 out of Washington. Now, remember, before Rome Odunze, there was Jalen McMillan. Jalen McMillan walked so Rome Odunze could ball. McMillan was the first of those dudes in the Washington wide receiver room, and he struggled with injuries, but when you put his tape on, man, you see a sharp route runner, you see somebody who wins with his first step, you see sticky hands, you see a guy who does not lose concentration over the middle of the field. I think he could be a really nice flanker or slot weapon in the NFL, so there's a little bit of scheme versatility there. 77th thing you need to know about the 2024 NFL draft class has to do with Bo Nix, 6'2", 214 out of Oregon, the Ducks. Bo Nix, 74-10 touchdown interception ratio since transferring to Oregon. But I think he gets a little bit of a bad rap because even in a really bad Auburn offense through some really tough coaching transitions, he had a 39-16 touchdown interception ratio. Nix has enough arm talent. He leads his receivers well. And most importantly, folks, he protects the ball, and that's why he's going to get drafted most likely within the top 50 picks of the 2024 NFL Draft. 78, Trey Benson, 6'0", 216 out of Florida State. I get it. I understand why he is the running back one for some people. I understand why some folks really want to draft Trey Benson, but I just can't skip past the bad vision. Nobody has explained away the bad vision for me. Nobody has explained away the fact that he runs right into his offensive lineman too often. He's indecisive. He gets caught behind the line of scrimmage. I'm just going to say it. Trey Benson, he's giving me Javonte Williams vibes. I didn't like Williams' vision. I thought he was inconsistent. Everybody talked about the speed. Everybody talked about the burst. Everybody talked about that strength. That's all. I'm hearing all the same things. And you know, folks, you can't. I love PFF. I love PFF. You can't always just throw a PFF stat at everything and make it good. That was the thing with Javonte Williams. The broken tackle stat was the Javonte Williams hype thing, and now it's the Trey Benson hype thing. You're going to have to reach to draft him, and I think you're going to reach just to reach, just to draft a running back, which I never suggest doing. 79, Brian Thomas Jr., 6'2", 209 out of LSU. He's physical and he's fast. He plays really well along the boundary. He's got well-timed hand work, which I think is the key to his success. We talk about his speed. It's rightfully so, getting a lot of credit, but it's very well-timed hand work. He understands how to extend. He understands how to play that line between OPI and not. He battles through contact to gain separation. He's got good body positioning. And so when he goes up and extends with those hands, he has a really nice catch radius. And Thomas Jr., man, he's really light on his feet for that frame. The 80th thing you need to know about the 2024 NFL draft class has to do with Ladd McConkey, 5'11", 186 out of Georgia. He's explosive off the snap. He creates space almost instantly, and he holds on well to the ball through contact. Really exciting tape. I still can't ignore the injuries. Just proceeding with a little bit of caution there with Ladd McConkey. 81, Jatavion Sanders, 6'1", 245 out of Texas. If it wasn't for Bowers, we'd be talking about Sanders so much. He's got good ball tracking. He's a fluid runner. He's comfortable in traffic. I've been taking him at the back end of second in the second round in so many rookie mock drafts, and I don't even know if he's on people's minds in that range, but I want him in that range. 82, Anaya Smith, 5'9", 190 out of Texas A&M. Sneaky, sneaky late round target. He's a twitchy athlete. He shreds the short field. He separates well off the release. He's got the ability to hold on through contact. He shakes defenders in open space. He's a really nice kick returner, especially with the new NFL rules. He's going to make a 53-man roster in the NFL if for nothing else because of special teams. And then he's around. He's hanging around the roster. He's learning the playbook. He's gaining the trust of the coaching staff so that if wide receivers go down ahead of him, he can jump in and potentially get some volume in that role as well. 83, Tip Reman, 6'4", 271 at Illinois. I've got a tip for you here, folks. This dude is legit. He gets to top speed quicker than anybody who's 271 pounds should. He's an effective target in the short field. He's got good athleticism, and he's not phased working in traffic. Three more left. Kamani Vidal, number 84 here, 5'7", 213 at Troy. He's got some flashes of upside between the tackles. I know he's that draft darling, that deep sleeper for some people, but overall, I find his profile lacking. I think he's indecisive. I think he's slow off the snap. I think he's got rounded cuts. 85, the penultimate thing you need to know about the 2024 NFL draft class is Caleb Williams, 6'1", 214 out of USC. The best situation we have seen from a number one overall pick in as long as I can remember. Here's what I want to point out about him. So I mentioned, you know, with the rookie big board, a huge part of my process, including the rookie guide, which is going to be available over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard, it has actual seasonal projections. And so I put Caleb Williams into my projection sheet right now, tentatively, which all the rookie big board patrons can see, those full projections for every NFL player. I put him in that spreadsheet, and he comes out is QB8 for me right now in 2024. I have no hesitation that Caleb Williams will be wheels up a quarterback one right away, helping out your fantasy football lineups. In the 86th and final thing you need to know about the 2024 NFL draft class has to do with, come on folks, of course, Jaden Daniels, 6'4", 210 out of LSU. I had to save him for last because I don't care what anybody says, I was on him first. I love this guy from his true freshman season at Arizona State. I was drafting him in the first and second round of Devy Leagues, and I was publicly ridiculed. Well, look where we are now, folks. Who would have thought? I saw that athleticism, and I saw that 17-2 touchdown to interception ratio, and that was enough for me to believe in the development of this guy. He had a 40-4 touchdown to interception ratio in 2023. Overall at LSU, he had a 57-7 ratio at LSU, and I don't think he's given enough credit for this, folks. He really, you know, went through trials and tribulations there with the Arizona State coaching staff, Herm Edwards. They just got nailed with a bunch of penalties. It was a mess of a coaching staff. When he hit the transfer portal, he transferred up. He went to LSU. He challenged himself. He learned a totally different offense, and he developed immensely as a passer. He's more than just an athlete. He's got great touch on his ball. He's super comfortable in the pocket. He anticipates well. His mechanics are smooth. They're consistent. And yes, he's a fantastic, explosive athlete. I love Jaden Daniels. I'm so glad that we have finished at this point, and I'm so glad that you have listened to this entire episode, understanding 86 things to know about the 2024 NFL draft class. Folks, it is draft week. It is rookie draft season coming up. If you've listened to this entire episode, you are on the level of sicko that I'm telling you, you will appreciate all of the resources available over at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. Give it a shot. Just 1 month, $5 a month, or save 15% off with an annual subscription. Now, you're going to get the rookie guide. You're going to get the Devy Dynasty rookie rankings. You're going to get a one-on-one personalized draft advice. I mentioned it through the Discord. You know, I forgot to mention the one-on-one draft strategy calls that I offer as well. There's so much awesome insight and information in there. And this is just the kickoff, folks, to the awesome, awesome episodes that we have coming up leading up to the NFL draft this week. And then we will have day one, day two, day three reaction episodes breaking down every single fantasy football relevant player selected, as well as, of course, the first fantasy football mock draft to follow the actual NFL draft. Keep an eye on this feed. Make sure you're subscribed. And folks, do me a favor, at least throw that 5-star review. Hey, I appreciate listening to this episode of the Rookie Big Board.